Sergeant in Arms Hilton by the W. Mary. Hi, Miss Myrtle. May I help you?
Hi, Myrtle. Nolan Ryan, please.
What's the room number?
We don't know.
We don't need to know. We just need to be connected.
I'm going to have a room number to connect you to.
I'm not going to take any of her guff today, okay?
I'm not either.
You know that
if
nobody...
If you don't know the room number, sir, I can't connect you.
You know that nobody knows the room number when they call a hotel.
Could you give me the approximate number of strikeouts the man has?
Yeah, 5,700 and some odd.
Okay, there it is, Mr. Ryan. Okay, could you give me Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday?
Is it today?
I think it's November 30th.
That's incorrect. So could you recite the first chapter of Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury?
No.
Just connect us with Nolan Ryan's room.
Hold, please. Thank you,
It's Thanksgiving week, and Sports Radio 1310,
what?
The Ticket, has a lot to be thankful for.
It's not Thanksgiving.
Why don't we always go back in time when we get
Hello.
Nolan Ryan, please.
It's Nolan.
Hey, Nolan, it's Dunham and Miller at The Ticket in Dallas-Fort Worth. How you doing?
Well, it's good to talk to you guys up there in Dallas again.
Congratulations. What an honor, huh?
Well, it certainly is an honor to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You know, there's certainly a lot of talk about what you'll go in as. We know you'll go in as a Ranger, but do you think you may be alienating, you know, Angel fans or Astro fans, or do you care?
Well, you know, you can't worry about that kind of stuff too much. Speaking of alienated, being up here in New York City makes me feel a little bit alienated being from Alvin.
Yeah.
It's a different world up here.
Well, I imagine.
But people ask me what kind of cap I'm going to wear and when I go into the Hall of Fame, where it's going to be an Angel cap or Astros cap or Met cap or Ranger cap. And I'm about to say, screw all that. I'm just going to wear a coonskin cap.
I think you'd be the first ever to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame with a coonskin cap. What were you doing yesterday in Alvin when you found out the great news that you were in?
Well, I was with one of my sons making deer meat fajitas.
That's what we hear.
That's kind of an odd. That's kind of an odd food item. I mean, like...
Well, we eat it all the time. It's good eating.
What'd you have, like, like the night before?
Two nights ago, we had wild boar tacos.
Well, you're into the big game, aren't you?
Well, anytime we have a big day ahead of us in the Ryan household, we always fix a special meal.
Oh, so maybe you fix like special meals before your 5,000 strikeout game or something, or
yeah,
like what'd you have on that night?
Jackrabbit chimichangas. After my seventh no hitter, we had cougar quesadillas and quail egg cream pie.
Visiting with Nolan Ryan here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You want me to send you some food down there?
Sure. What else you got?
Well, I'll send you some possum potatoes and raccoon rollover.
You are quite a hunter, aren't you?
Well.
Do you go kill all this stuff yourself?
Yeah, I go out and I kill a lot of the food we eat down here. And I don't know why, because I'm worth about $300 million. For some reason, I like to, you know, get out there in the woods and kill my own meat. And sometimes when I'm out in the woods, I make drumsticks out of some tree roots and stretch a bear carcass out on the ground and play Wipeout on his belly.
Well, you know, your voice sounds really familiar, but...
Hey, you know, I know how we can tell whether this is the real Nolan or not.
Okay.
Let's ask him about what he's been doing with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the
Ag, what have you been doing with the Department of Agriculture lately?
Trying to control the snow monkeys.
Oh,
well, maybe it is the real Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, we have a problem with the snow monkeys down here in Alvin, and especially on my land.
You have a problem?
Yeah, the snow monkeys have overrun my land down here. Last night, they stole my tractor and hooked up my fifth wheel and knocked down my vapor light a couple nights ago, then ran a tiller through my bedroom window. Snuck in the middle of the night and braided my hair.
This is a fake Nolan Ryan. This has got to be the fake Nolan Ryan.
Good morning, Dave.
Okay.
Oh, my God.